Books on Tape presents Fallen Founder, The Life of Aaron Burr by Nancy Eisenberg. Read by Scott Brick. Preface. Aaron Burr, 1756 to 1836, stands apart from the other founders, then and now. He is remembered first as the man who shot and killed Alexander Hamilton. Second, as a vice president turned traitor, and third, as a womanizer. Historians have favored nation builders George Washington, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson, whose published papers are voluminous. Burr has been left chiefly in the hands of imaginative writers, popularizers of history, novelists, playwrights, producers of cheap Gothic romances, and even a pornographer. This is just the beginning of an explanation for why Aaron Burr has been mishandled by students of history and textbook writers for almost two centuries. Non-historians have written biographies of Burr, but this book marks the first time a professional historian has undertaken to tell his life story. Oddly, even the most recent and most respected interpreters of the founding generation have unconsciously mimicked fictional portrayals of Burr. Historians have failed to do the legwork, that is, to read the bulk of Burr's papers on microfilm, scour old newspapers, and track down documents in archives. For too long, prejudiced characterizations of Burr have been repeated as received wisdom. Burr has been called many things in ascending order of dangerousness: mysterious, mentally unstable, and congenitally evil. A shallow opportunist devoid of political principles.